The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning parents to stop using the rock-and-play sleeper for infants made by Fisher-Price. So far, at least 10 infant deaths have been linked to the product since 2015. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
The rock-and-play is sort of a cushioned seat where infants can be placed on their back. Anne-Marie Burkle, acting chair of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, has issued this warning to parents and caregivers.
If you're using this rock-and-play made by Fisher-Price, and your baby is 3 months old or has exhibited signs of being able to roll over, do not use this product.
That's because if parents don't use the straps that come with the product to restrain their infant's movement, there can be dangerous consequences.
The infant rolls to their side or to their tummies, to the front, and they're face down. And because they are unable to move their heads and they're younger babies, they suffocate in the bedding.
In addition to the 10 infant deaths reported so far, the commission is investigating another 22 deaths to determine whether they are also the result of an infant rolling over and suffocating. Burkle says these other deaths could have been caused by something else, but are all linked to the same product. The Safety Commission is now examining which steps to take next, and that could include a recall of the product. The American Academy of Pediatrics says just warning parents isn't enough. The product is deadly, says pediatrician Benjamin Hoffman, spokesperson for the Academy, and should be recalled immediately.
The fact of the matter is babies are dying in the rock and play,
which is marketed as a place where infants can sleep, but Hoffman says it is not a safe place.
The safest place for a baby to sleep is on a firm, flat mattress in their own space.
With no toys, stuffed animals, or pillows, not even in a car seat.
Less is more in this circumstance because of the risk of suffocation, strangulation.
In a statement, Fisher-Price says they stand by the safety of the rock-and-play sleeper, but continue to work closely with the Consumer Product Safety Commission to determine what comes next. Patty Naiman, NPR News.